Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Association of Songwriters, and we're celebrating their music this evening as we do every first Thursday of the month here on Minnesota Homebrew. Hi everyone, I'm your host Carl Enbehaun, and for the next hour we're going to have a lot of fun playing original tunes by members of this fine organization, MAS. And it also stands for Mutual Admiration Society. And that was Wayne singing and Wayne doing harmony, too. Doug Milloway co-wrote the song. And we played a lot of songs by those two over the last 7.5 years here on Minnesota Homebrew. So stick with us. Going to have a lot of fun. A little bit about Wayne Hamilton. He's the former president of MAS, a member of ASCAP, and the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, and the Songwriters of Wisconsin. He has a BS degree from Emory and Henry College in Virginia. And I believe he has a master's degree. Yes, a master's of fine arts from Virginia Commonwealth, Minnesota. How did he get to Minnesota? I'm not real sure. I'm just glad that he did. And now he's retired, writing songs, and just enjoying life. We love you, Wayne, and look forward to hearing more of your fine tunes in the coming months and years here on MHB. Well, up next, she wrote a bunch of songs, put them into a CD 3 years ago titled The One to Love Is You. Her name is Colleen Dillon, and here she is with a tune titled Deep Woods Daybreak on Homebrew. Song was just sent to us last week. We're excited about this. It's from Tom Englehart, and we'll tell you a little bit more about Tom after this song. But we do know that he's a songwriter and has been doing it for a long time. This one is titled Fun.
Take a good look at what that cat drug in. A poor dead mouse hanging from her chin. The mouse never ever had a chance at all. The cat did her victory dance in the hall. Took a bit of this, tried a hit of that. All the beer turned into fat. Doesn't help to sit staring at the sun when all you want is to have a bit of fun. My cousin Benny got himself a gun. Then he called me up to make a little run. He told me that he had a plan to take some money from a businessman, but that fool said no, grant for his own. Benny shot the boy in his head bone. I was way too late, the deed was done, when all we wanted was to have a bit of fun. I got in my car, I gave it the gas, drove away, going very fast. Told Benny goodbye, you're on your own. Dropped him off, headed towards home. By the time I got home, my picture's on the news. I knew right then we was gonna lose. Figured my time in hell had begun, when all we wanted was to have a bit of fun. Someone took them off cause the cops busted in. Took me away for that deadly sin. Benny, he wouldn't be taken alive. The cop shot Ben and that bastard died. In a couple of weeks, my trial began. It's when I met the prosecution man. He told that jury what we had done. That's all we wanted was to have a bit of fun. The judge sentenced me to 99 years. Mama just sat there, daddy in tears. My little boy asked me when I'd be coming home. Told him, son, you're on your own. Once saw a mouse walk through my bars. The most excitement I've had by far. It's been a long time since we made the run, but all I wanted was to have a bit of fun.
Downside to fun, huh? Tom Engelhart, according to his artist profile on mnsongwriters.org, he's retired, he's ex-army, ex-school teacher, ex-IT specialist, current father and husband, and he's been published twice. And he writes in the folk, bluegrass, roots, and old-timey genres. And you can find his artist profile on mnsongwriters.org, because that's just one of the many, many benefits of belonging to that organization. Costs you less than a cup of coffee per day. Much less than a cup of coffee per day. As Wayne Hamilton says, that and $5 will get you a cup of coffee. $35 a year is all for all of those benefits. We'll tell you more about those coming up a little later. Well, up next is Bruce Caswell, and we had the honor of having him perform for us. Well, not perform, but to provide some dialogue to his songs off of his CD this last August at the State Fair. And we plan to do it as long as we can here on Minnesota Home Brew. Going to Bruce's artist profile on mnsongwriters.org. It says that he lived in Minnesota all of his life. His formative years were spent singing and playing guitar at high school dances. In college, he played bars, resulting in extra cash and a lower grade point average. God, I know what that's about. Today, he writes and performs a toe-tapping collection of swing, country, and blues with originals that warm the heart and spark the imagination. His newly released double album, Dead and Gone, includes songs of love and hate, joy and pain, life and death, good times and bad times, going away and coming home. 22 songs. Now tell me, where can you find a CD that has 22 songs? A single CD? What a deal. Created with a fresh perspective and performed with a nod to the past. Here's Bruce Caswell with Lonesome Memories.
I'll love her till my dying day. She always was so caring and so kind. Now that she's gone away, thoughts of her keep flowing through my mind. I'm grateful for the happy times we had. Her love coursing through my veins. Still I think that I'll just stay at home and suffer as I please, with my whiskey and my hall of lonesome memories. The night she had to go somehow felt both close and far away. Held her hand and tried to smile, saying we would meet again someday. I'm grateful for the happy times we had, her love coursing through my veins. Still I think that I'll just stay at home and suffer as I please, with my whiskey and my hall of lonesome memories. My hall of lonesome memories lingers on, memories of a love that's gone away. Reflections in an album of the past, now that they buried her today. They say, don't waste your time living in the past that's got to end. Get up, get out, get back in line. Find new lovers, new memories, new friends. And I'm grateful for the happy times we had, her love coursing through my veins. Still I think that I'll just stay at home and suffer as I please, with my whiskey and my hall of lonesome memories. I think that I'll just stay at home and suffer as I please, with my whiskey and my hall of lonesome memories.
Ah, he writes some great music. Bruce Caswell, where would we be without songwriters? We would have no music at all. And there's nothing wrong with covering songs because, of course, not everyone writes music. And that's why, it's good if you pick out those songs you like best and put about a dozen of them on a CD and put your name on it and see what happens. Run it up the flagpole. A little bit about the MAS history, that is the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. We mentioned Tom Englehart a little earlier, and he had an integral part in forming this organization. It began back in, I always get Tom and John Bennett mixed up. We're going to do something by John a little later, I'm not sure, but back in 1980, John Bennett, Wayne Cox, Larry Havelock, Mike Golbin, and Tom Lieberman were among the first members of an organization called the Minnesota Songwriters Association. Bennett was the principal founder and went on to become the founder and president of the Minnesota Association of Christian Songwriters. And he was succeeded as MSA president by Wayne Cox in 1984. And another, it mentions here on their Facebook page that another MSA member in the early 80s was Minnesota native John Vesner, who later wrote the Grammy-winning Where Have You Been and several other cuts recorded by Nashville stars. Ain't that something? And through the years, many, many changes, and eventually the organization became Minnesota Association of Songwriters, of which I am a member, and all of the fine people we're playing this evening are members. And lots of benefits. Again, we'll get to some of them a little later. Up next, a man who is mentioned in our intro, and it's not Bob Dylan, it's Bob Muscovitz. And he is currently hanging his hat down at Hackensack, Minnesota, listening tonight. You know, out of the 52 shows we do a year, I bet Bob listens to probably about 50 of them. And the only time he misses is when he absolutely can't make it. So thank you for that, Bob. Here he is with a tune titled, We All Need Friends.
Life is like a dream. In our hearts we're waiting for a hero to present himself and help us on our way. Looking for a friend, someone who is more than just a day-to-day acquaintance, somebody who will stay. We all need friends to help us through. We all need friends forever true. We all need friends who believe in what we do. Needs friendship, it's part of me and you. Dreams can all come true if we find a mentor who inspires us to be ourselves and listens every day. Friendship is a must if we're to continue down the road to peace and happiness before we pass away. We all need friends to help us through. We all need friends forever true. We all need friends to achieve the things we do. Everyone needs friendship, it's part of me and you. Everyone needs friendship, it's part of me and you. So many dreams, so many friends come and go. With every friend along the way we learn and grow. We share the dreams of what it is we want to do. Friendship is the backbone of success in me and you. Life has many dreams, poetry in motion, like a ship that leaves a harbor as it breaks away. Friends along the way know the dreams you're chasing, standing close to pick you up happens every day. We all need friends to help us through. We all need friends forever true. We all need friends to achieve the things we do. Everyone needs friendship, it's part of me and you. Everyone needs friendship, it's part of me and you.
Bob Moskowitz, and we'll be playing more of his songs, aka holiday songs. Well, let's call them what they are, Christmas songs, over the next month, because we're going to do Christmas songs starting next Thursday and run them right through the end of the month. Well, let's see, Christmas is 25th. Yeah, the 25th is a Thursday. The following Thursday will be the 1st of January, and we'll try to do songs on that day all about newness. And on Thursday, the 18th, we'll be playing our songwriter submissions for the month of December, and the theme, of course, is holiday tunes. Do what you want with that, and submit them to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. Up next, a lady who's from Bemidji, and she's also the founder of the Northern Songwriters Association, and they meet monthly or bi-monthly down there in Bemidji at a local pub, I believe. And if you're interested, check them out at Facebook, Northern Songwriters Association, I believe. And her name is Vicki Morrison-Goble, originally from Baudette, now down there in Paul Bunyan territory. And here's a song titled Just Wait. You're listening to Homebrew.
All the hurry.
You run.
fix won't help you solve the problems in your life. You dread instead of taking time to see things in the light.
Song. Lots of stuff going on there. Horns and keyboards and bass guitar, guitar vocals, harmonies, all those components of a great recording, but never mix up a great song. I think that's really important. A great song can stand on its own. Nothing wrong with those other things, though. Why should you join MAS? Well, we already mentioned that you get a personal online profile, but listen to this. 24 meetings a year, knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings, online reviews if you cannot attend meetings, workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics, videotaped showcases aired on public access TV channels, and that project is called Songcasters, live public performance showcases throughout the year, we got one to tell you about, co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, networking with fellow songwriters, and on and on and on. MNSongwriters.org. You can even pay online. Here's the man from Savage, the songwriting machine. He is a member also of the Twin Cities Harmonica Society. And he actually admits that. Yes. Here's Greg Connor with a tune titled Minivan.
I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving it everywhere in town. I'm driving my minivan. Try to catch me if you can. I'm driving my minivan around. Seems like I can always catch the eye of every pretty girl I'm driving by. I know they'd like to be in the seat right next to me while I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving it everywhere in town. I'm driving my minivan. I'm driving my minivan around. And all the fellas, they don't know what to do. Maybe they should go and buy one too. They'd be quite a man. Buy it on the installment plan. And then they're driving their minivans around. I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving it everywhere in town. I'm driving my minivan. Try to catch me if you can. I'm driving my minivan around. And I'm driving it every single day. Now I know it's gonna take me all the way. It just makes me smile when I'm driving in style. And I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving my minivan around. I'm driving it everywhere in town. I'm driving my minivan. Try to catch me if you can. I'm driving my minivan.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, lots going on in the beer world here. This comes from vinepair.com, and it is titled Hop Take for National Craft Breweries Like New Belgium. Independence is not sustainable, written by Kat Walensky. I am grateful, very thankful for Kat Walensky. You know, when you got a website that has somebody whose job, main job, is to write about beer, what do you do? Unless you live under a beer can-shaped rock, you've likely heard the news that New Belgium Brewing will be acquired by Lion Little World Beverages, a subsidiary of Kirin, a Japanese brewing conglomerate. New Belgium co-founder Kim Jordan confirmed the announcement with a letter on Tuesday saying that Kirin's subsidiary will acquire 100% of the Colorado-based craft brewery. The deal is expected to close by the end of 2019, depending on New Belgium's employee owners agreeing to the sale. They're just falling one by one. This marks another American craft beer pioneer that will no longer be considered craft under the Brewers Association's definition. It's far from the first to do so, and it certainly won't be the last. New Belgium sales reiterates the bleak reality of successful national beer brands. Success is not sustainable once you reach a certain size. New Belgium is 100% employee owned. It makes some of the most popular beers in the country, including Fat Tire, its Voodoo IPA series, and a stellar lineup of sour beers, my favorite. It's carefully stepping into the FMB, that's a fermented malt beverage category, with its Mural Agua Fresca. And in 2018, it was the fourth largest craft brewing company in the country out of more than 7,000. And still, the economics of operating at that scale are impossible to sustain without selling. This is true of many other top craft breweries, too. And they have a list of them here. I won't bother you with them. The message is, in so many bottles, is clear. Staying afloat as a national or mid-sized brewery is nearly impossible in the current market. I predict, and that's Kat Walensky, will continue to see breweries like these, Sierra Nevada, Bell's, and Deschutes, follow the same path. Merge, sell, or take private investment to keep water, treading water or beer in years to come. Yeah, I don't like seeing that, but you know, I got a brewmaster friend whose name is Jerry Kamick. He was the former brewmaster for Cosmic Brewing that bit the bullet, and he actually feels the other way, that if the good beer that you like can be sustained, then it's a good thing. So who knows? Well, up next, Amanda Grace, who is a member of Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Amanda, a pretty new member of that organization. And if you sense that I'm stalling a little bit, it's because my computer is stalling a little bit. But we got an email here from Amanda just today, I think, and it is telling us about some of the events she has coming up here in December. So let's check this out. Friday, December 6th, that would be tomorrow, Island City Brewery with the Amanda Grace Band. Free concert, 6 to 9 p.m. Doesn't say where it's at, though. Island City Brewery. Friday, December 14th, Minnesota Marine Art Museum, 11 a.m., free, open to the public. Saturday, December 28th, Black Diamond Restaurant in Bloomington, 6 to 9 p.m. And Saturday, oh, that's way in January. We'll wait to tell you about that, but she's going to be performing. I'll tell you anyway. January 18th, Big River Theater with Chris Koza. Oof, wish I could be at that one. Okay, well, here's Amanda Grace with a song off of her Rain Angel CD. This one's titled War Child. You're listening to MHB.
Save the war child, baby. Who controls the key? The web we weave is thick and sordid, fine by me. At times of war, we're all the losers. There's no victory. We'll shoot to kill and kill your lover, fine by me. War child, victim of political pride, plant the seed, territorial greed. Mind the war child. I spent last winter in New York and came upon a man. He was sleeping in the streets and homeless. He said, I fought in Vietnam. Beneath his shirt he wore the mark. He bore the mark with pride. A 2-inch deep incision carved into his side. War child, victim of
song. Amanda Grace here on Minnesota Homebrew as we celebrate those writers who belong to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters at mnsongwriters.org. Check them out. I'm proud to be a member. Have been for probably, about 7 years, I suppose. Well, this next gentleman is, I posted we're going to switch it up because whenever we play one of his songs, it's always very, very different from anything else that we're playing. And I can be sure of that. His name is Eli Hain. He is a member and I think probably the founder of Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra from down St. Peter Way. According to his Facebook page, once upon a time, many things occurred and then suddenly and without warning, now. Well, that's as enigmatic as the man who wrote it. Here's Eli Hain with Road to Langtree.
Judge Roy Bean. They string you up by your neck to it so he can read your magazine. It's behind the bar when you're Stetson hiding your best brown suit. When you're swinging from his rafters, it's gonna be trying on your boots. Judge thinks Jersey Lily Langtry is quite a dish. Go on, Judge, blow out all the candles, make yourself a wish. And it's Jersey in the morning, it's Lily in the afternoon, it's Langtry in the evening, and then some mad in the moon. And charge a raw, hard, and rattlesnake bone. Just like a prickly pan armadillo, he just wants to be left alone. There's a skull of a cow line in a dry creek bed, and I sure hope we get the Langtry soon before we end up dead.
Association of Songwriters. Up next, we haven't played this lady for two or three months, I don't think, maybe a little longer. She's from Winona, Minnesota. This comes off of her Down the Road CD. Here's Ruby Nordby with Send Me an Angel.
Send me an angel, I'm down on my knees. Send me an angel to take care of me.
I
Ruby. And I don't, if you've been doing any writing or recording lately, you're going to have to let us know. We'd love to have more of your music. We have two CDs. One's a single, one's a double. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagine music. Reminding you, if you're down Twin Cities way, this evening from 7 to 9 p.m., the Minnesota Association of Songwriters has their Songwriter Craft Meeting at Lunds and Byerly's in Golden Valley, 7 to 9 p.m. this evening, December 5th. And if you're listening on Saturday at our replay through KKWE in Callaway, you missed it. So sorry for that. And there's something else coming up. Oh my, is this exciting. Al Yanigas has organized another showcase here. All I can tell you is it's Sunday, January 5th, 2020. And the performers are Deb Barrett, John Bennett, Tony Wintersdorf, Chad Shank, Skip Zetzman, and Rebecca Odlin. And I'll have to tell you a little bit more later on about where it's at. Kind of an oversight here. But speaking of Tony Wintersdorf, German-born, lives in the Twin City area. We're going to do a tune by him right now off his brand-new Eero Dynamic CD. It's titled I Forgot to Remember.
Forgot to remember what I remember to forget. Forgot to worry over things that used to make me fret. Yesterday I walked the dog, today I saw the vet. 'Cause I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I saw her in a store window and she almost broke my heart, with those big round red spots on her fur and a most appealing bark. She looked at me with sad brown eyes, said, "Take me to your home, 'cause it's lonely in this kennel here, and I need a friend for my own." But I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to worry over things that used to make me fret. Yesterday I walked the dog, today I saw the vet. 'Cause I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. The next day I took her home with me, I introduced her to my son. She slobbered over us with gratitude, so we called her Bubble Gums. She got on fine with my wife Anne and our newborn baby twins. She even liked our tabby cats and in no time fit right in. But I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to worry over things that used to make me fret. Yesterday I walked the dog, today I saw the vet. 'Cause I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. Bubblegums love to run and play with the kids in the neighborhood. She was great at catching frisbees, chasing squirrels in the woods. But one night she got hit by a truck and she barely made it home. We buried her in our backyard with her very favorite bone. But I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to worry over things that used to make me fret. Yesterday I walked that dog, today I saw the vet. 'Cause I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. I forgot to remember what I remember to forget.
Tony Dent, Wettersdorf. It's a good title. I forgot to remember what I remember to forget. We only have time for one more song, but before we play that, that showcase coming up is at the Egg Roll Queen Music Cafe, formerly the Underground Music Cafe at 1579 Hamlin Avenue North, St. Paul. Host Al Yanigas. And going to be a great evening of music. Don't miss it. We didn't get much time for telling you about notes down at Half Brothers Brewing in Grand Forks. They only have music one time this week. It's Friday, tomorrow, December 6th. Get Schwifty at 7 p.m. Bemidji Brewing tomorrow night. Dos Lobos at 9 p.m. Saturday night, Jacob Mann and the Salty Dogs at 8 p.m. And the Jensen Sisters are playing Friday, December 6th at the Church of Cash. The Church of Cash performs at Folsom Prism Album at the Turf Club in St. Paul, 7 p.m. And one other thing, Bob Muscovitz tells us that there's a new brewery being built as we speak, and it's in Walker called Portage Brewing, and it will open up this summer. How cool is that? We'll have to get down there. Chad Schenck is the Education Director for the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. He sets up various training venues, workshops, and does a great job. We want to thank you for listening tonight. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Chad Schenck with Twisting. See you next week on Homebrew.
We've crossed that point, the party's over. It's time to face real life. Fortunes have turned, we've lost our power to treat each other right. And we can't say that we didn't try. We did our best, now we say goodbye. Defeated hearts separate this time. We've ran out of places to hide. We're twisting and spiraling, it's all coming down. And we're out of control on this battleground. We're twisting and spiraling, it's all coming down. We're twisting, we're twisting. The past is gone, life's been adjusted. Blew up the love we had. Choices we've made have left us busted, no longer hand in hand. And we can't say that we didn't try. We did our best, now we say goodbye. Defeated hearts separate this time. We ran out of places to hide. We're twisting and spiraling, it's all coming down. And we're out of control on this battleground. We're twisting and spiraling, it's all coming down. We're twisting, we're twisting. We can't pretend that we can make this work. Staying this course will only make it worse. We can't pretend that we can make this work, 'cause staying this course will only make it worse.